Well, of course, everybody has to relearn to drive every fall, no matter where in the Midwest you live. Everybody's got to relearn to drive. Some people relearn it more quickly than others. But have you ever stopped to think about folks who just moved to Minnesota? Maybe for a new job, maybe they're college students. Maybe they came here for another reason, and Minnesota driving, or even moving to Duluth from another part of the state, it's a whole different game when you try to drive in this town. So we thought we would talk with Lieutenant Tim Lagarde with UMD Police and get some driving tips, and maybe he would regale us with some of the stories that he's heard or things that he's seen in his years with UMD Police. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's got to be a real shock to some people moving into this community and looking all of a sudden looking at the hills that they've paid maybe no attention to at all, or thought, oh, how beautiful, how picturesque, and suddenly they're maybe at the top of 21st Avenue East and they're looking down and they're going, oh, this is not going to be good. So what do you find that police officers are called out frequently to help out folks that just are not familiar with driving in this town?
All the time this time of year, it seems like you said, everybody's learning to re-drive. And when you get to Duluth and you haven't been here or haven't spent much time here, those hills are a real eye-opener. And when you get to this time of year, when you got the ice on top of it and the snow, it can be pretty hazardous out there.
So the police officers, when somebody's got a fender bender or somebody, you know, slides into a light pole or whatever it might be, I'm guessing that they approach the person with a lot of compassion. And maybe say something warm and friendly like, are you new in town?
We hope that they do. We encourage them to do it. They do. I think our department, all the area departments, they're very compassionate about that. They're very understanding that some people aren't familiar with this territory. And we want to make sure that transition is smooth for them. And if it's a bad situation where they crack up their car or something like that, we certainly don't want to make their day worse by lecturing them or anything like that. So we just try to pass the information along.
You know, since most people do, in theory, she modified, know how to drive in Minnesota or Wisconsin in the winter, we don't spend an awful lot of time, you know, trying to teach people on an ongoing basis. I guess we sort of figure that they all went through driving school in Minnesota and they know what they're doing. Do you think there really needs to be some kind of a refresher maybe on college campuses for in like October, maybe, to be on the safe side for driving?
I don't know about a refresher, but I certainly wouldn't mind seeing some reminders sent out to especially to the students who maybe aren't the experienced drivers like we might be. They're the ones, I think, that need that sort of thing the most.
I was telling you before we went on the air that I was 30 and had lived in Minnesota and North Dakota my whole life when I moved here with my light, light, light little pickup with no weight in the back and a stick shift. And I had never driven on hills like this before. And that was really a challenge. What do you recommend if you had the opportunity to talk with a room full of new either Minnesota drivers or new Duluth drivers, what would you tell them?
I would say get out and drive around a little bit around the city and get familiar with the roads before the conditions turn bad in the winter. You can get to know different routes to where you need to go. You can get to know what hills are going to be difficult to maneuver, which routes are busy or less busy. There's a lot of different ways to study before you go out there, and it really doesn't take a whole lot of time to do that.
So maybe find a couple of ways, if you can, to get to campus, maybe from, say you live on campus, or to get to wherever it is you're going from different directions, because sometimes you can find a way that's flatter and doesn't have as many hills.
It's always a good idea. I frequently travel up and down the hills, either from home to work or running my daily errands that I do at work, and I'm always trying to think of a different way to get from UMD to the next point, just to make sure that I have a smooth way of getting there in case the traffic turns bad or the conditions turn bad, and which might result in traffic accidents and delays and that sort of thing.
So you're a new driver in Duluth, and you're at the top of 21st Avenue West, or maybe there's a lot of cars, and you say, okay, well, I'll take 18th or 19th, and you're at the top of the hill, and suddenly you're looking down the hill, and you're seeing cars sliding, and you're looking at the hill, and you're thinking, oh, man, your eyes get kind of big, and there's cars behind you. What would you recommend? You suddenly got caught on a hill, and you're worried about how you're going to get down it safely.
First things first, take it slow. You can never fault yourself by going slow, and it's always going to be safer to take it slow in those conditions. One tactic that I see a lot of people employ is you've got the different cross streets. So between on those hills, you're going to have a flat surface getting from one avenue to the next. So you can turn off and take a flat route to the next avenue and sort of stair-step your way down the hill. You just have to be careful because those side streets are a little less traveled, probably going to have more cars parked on there. So, taking it slow is your best course of action.
Okay. Now, you're on your way back to campus, for example, or you're downtown and you're on your way back over the hill. You take your turn. All of a sudden you look, and here is what seems like an almost vertical surface. You know, it's whee going up the hill, and you think to yourself, oh, my God, I have no idea if my car's going to make this or not. Again, you've got traffic behind you. You need to make a decision fairly quickly. What do you recommend?
Again, you can take the side streets and take a stair-step approach up there. I also recommend putting some weight in the back of your vehicle. You can get sandbags at pretty cheap at most hardware stores or tool stores around town.
They say kitty litter works well, too.
I was just going to say that the Minnesota Department of Public Safety recommends kitty litter, not only for the weight, but it also helps for traction in some
right.
situations. So that's always a good idea. A lot of people do that. And then just whatever you have every day that you carry around, just make it something to put in the back of your trunk or truck.
Friends.
And in your truck.
Get friends.
Right. Get some passengers if you can.
Put them in the back seat.
Right, exactly.
Now, if you want to drive around with an experienced Duluth driver just for fun, I would say, where are some of the greatest places that they could take you? I would say that an experienced Duluth driver should take you to Goat Hill.
Goat Hill is notorious. Not a lot of traffic up there. I suppose it's something that you might want to see while you're here.
It's a touristy thing. It's
it
not
is.
A place you're going to go and drive.
It is.
But it's a place that you go that you have an experienced driver show you.
Right. That's you hit it on the head with the experience. I wouldn't recommend going up that way. And for those that don't know, that's in the west end of the city, just off of 21st Avenue West.
And it really, there are some areas there where people have to drive up roads to get to their homes, and you really do think only goats could get up there.
Right. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it in the winter.
It's a secret.
Right.
Maybe if you stake it out, you can find out how it's done.
There's plenty of hills in this area of town, too, that we can practice on if you really want to. 21st Avenue East is another one. Students and employees use that a lot, so that's a good one to go out and learn how to drive before you have to.
I wouldn't practice on 21st Avenue East unless you're practicing when it's not really busy.
Right.
One of those other side streets might be a better one because if you're trying to learn, you don't need a bunch of people right behind you.
Right. They might not be so understanding.
Exactly. Exactly. But if they're not, you need to say, Lieutenant Tim Lagarde says, be nice to me.
I recommend being nice to everybody.
I'm new in town. Be nice. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have, you know, kind of a lighted sign or a bumper sticker that says, I'm new in town. Please cut me a little slack.
Yes, we should look into that.
I think so. Tim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Anything else that you want to recommend for folks for winter safety? I bet it wouldn't be a bad idea if you're unfamiliar with the way it can get around here in the winter to have some kind of a winter emergency kit in your car and make sure that you're always, if you're not dressed for the weather, you got your coat and your boots and your stuff in your car.
Definitely. And I could go on and on about that, but that's all good advice. My best advice, since we're short on time, is to go to the Minnesota Department of Public Safety website. They actually have a whole list of things you can put into a winter survival kit. For the short term here, as I've said, wear your seatbelt, dress for the weather, and respect the weather. You're never going to beat it, but you can live with it. You just have to learn how to do it.
I love that scene in the movie New in Town where Renee Zellweger's character is going to leave the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, and she's wearing a suit jacket and 4-inch heels and a short skirt, and she says, how bad could it be? And then she says, then she says some other colorful things, and then she turns around and comes back in. So, yeah, you definitely want to be prepared. And better to err on the side of having extra stuff in your car you never mess with than to not have it if you need it.
Definitely. It's there if you need it, for sure.
Tim, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. It's always fun to have you in the studio. Lieutenant Tim Lagarde with UMD Police, our guest here on 103.3 KUMD.